back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Hell yeah! You know what that is right there? That's Live to Give music. Shout out to our friends at Live to Give. If you go to livetogive.com, you will be able to sign up for a coffee subscription service, but this is not any old coffee subscription service. This one allows you to get 2 bags of coffee a month sent directly to your crib, and then half of the net profits of that endeavor, that's going to go to the charities of veterans and first responders and their families, as started by John Wayne Walding, friend of the show. Ben introduced us to him. He's a great, great guy. He was involved in a real legendary battle serving this country. He lost a limb but kept fighting. And then when he got back and was done with his military service, wanted to keep giving. And so that was a way to do that. They also have bottled water, which we encourage all bottled water vendors, whether you're at a convenience store, grocery store, they need to sell this. And if you go and they don't have Live to Give water, demand that they get it. And if Ben and I or KT or Christina see it out in the wild, we'll blast it on social media and hook you up. I was at Rudy's getting barbecue, and I saw the Live to Give water, and I blasted that on my social media because we support those that support this great, great cause. It's coffee, it's bottled water, and again, 50% of the net profits go to the right places. Go set up for a subscription. It makes all the sense in the world. Coming up at 4:05, we have the return of a kick-ass game show that our last program director strangled all the life out of. How will it rebound now that we're on the Mighty Eagle? Stick around and find out. But right now, it's time for this.
On this day in history, throughout time, magical things have happened. Here to prove it is the only radio show with the courage to look history dead in the motherfucking eye. It's time to play the Today Game.
It's a game that's happening today. Let's go.
Take it away, you jack wagons.
All right, livetogive.com presents the Today Game for today, April 8th, 2021. And let's start with this day in 1879, because it was the first day that milk was sold in glass bottles.
Speaking of hard nipples, Dallas Baptist University's own Brendan Smith doing the milk mile. Does this take you back to the first time you drank milk? Did you motorboat or did you just...
No, it's my mother. Mom, I love you very much.
Yeah, I do too.
Mom.
I do too.
I love you a lot.
Her milk was good.
It's so good.
Milk.
I milked a cat once. Little engine that could run, who could, you know, wanted to get up there and couldn't really get access to the teat. I went in and just simply into a little saucer and then took the saucer and fed it to Geppetto. That's what I named him, Geppetto.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Milk.
God, those nipples are incredible.
Sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me to sleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
Milk.
Grown men drinking breast milk.
Milk.
Holy hard nipples.
Milk.
I have milked a cow before, and I have been milked.
Milk.
No, no, we can't keep milking this.
Milk.
So the bottle of milk, that was a popular thing in olden times. The milkman would come, and he would drop off the 4-pack of milk in a glass bottle until you had to kill him with the glass bottle because he was having an affair with mama.
Oh.
That's pretty much
dark.
How it goes, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I remember.
Yeah, the another dad joke is, you know, I was taller than my dad. So my dad would always go, yeah, the milkman was 6'5".
The milkman.
So the concept of the milkman is that you had local communities that had a nearby farm in Geppetto or whatever, would get up at 4 a.m., milk all the cows, put it in bottles, and then the milkman would deliver it? Is that what the deal is there? Or is that a guy from a grocery store delivered it?
I bet the milkman was still... I don't think the milkman... Maybe in early times, maybe he was. I don't think the milkman was doing the milking. I think he was doing the delivering.
Right, right.
The farmer's doing the milking.
But that's what I'm saying. Is it one of those deals where it's a local community and they got up at 4 a.m., did the milk, and then he delivered it 2 hours later?
Or is it a milk company or a milk like a brewery with a distribution deal?
Yeah.
Borden.
In 1879, it was just a guy.
one milkman banging everyone and delivering milk.
He was like the mailman, except he was the milkman. The milkman and the mailman would sometimes race to see who could finish their route first.
He was milking the cow and the customer.
Yeah.
The movie Milkman versus Mailman. Can't wait.
That one's coming out. I can't wait for that one. Dude, that would be good. Who would play the milkman and who would play the mailman? Mailman. How about Cliff from Cheers?
Cheers.
Yeah. John Nazcabano. What's his last name?
Why wouldn't you do like that Irish movie where that Bane ended up playing both of the... You have the milkman and the mailman both played by Matthew McConaughey.
We need to overextend ourselves here. If Cliff's going to be the mailman, then Norm will be the milkman.
Thank you, Kevin, for everything today.
That's pretty great.
Perhaps actor Dean Norris can get a piece of this. He's 58 today.
I only play the milkman, Walt.
Hey, guys, this is Dean Norris. I'm Hank Schrader on Breaking Bad. You're listening to Ben and Skin, so tread lightly.
Shark butt.
Do you want to explain that, Kevin?
What, shark butt?
He pinned down Dean Norris and took 8 minutes of his soul pushing shark butt on
him. He was in on shark butt.
I don't think he was. He was not.
I have the full, okay, I have the context.
Now, Dean, Kevin Turner, I'm sure you follow him on Twitter. He's KT Fun Tweets. He has a question for you. He's our producer. He would like to weigh in here.
Yeah, Mr. Norris, I'm only allowed to ask one question. It's a contractual thing. But in theory, if I was working on this premise, I just want to gauge your interest. I was working on a premise as sharks have kind of became the new zombies and vampires. Would you be interested in a premise maybe in the future if I come up with enough funds for shark butt?
Who wouldn't be interested in a project called shark butt?
Tell him more, KT. Tell him more.
Okay, well, the theory is...
No, it's a terrible thing.
No, it's a comedy. You have a banker, and I'm searching for Helen Hunt for no reason to be my female lead, but at the worst time possible, like she's going on a first date, a shark begins to crawl out of her butt.
Wow, that could be a very intense drama. That could be the next Breaking Bad right there, baby.
No, that's not. That's never going to go anywhere, and I'm going to stop it personally.
I think it's good.
You abandoned it. That was 8 years ago.
Look, then the Sharknado fad kind of, you know, they kind of became the new Coldplay. You know, they got too popular. Sharknado got too popular. So I backed off it real quick. I think shark butt in 2040.
2040.
I think we'll have a good.
Yeah.
I mean, a shark coming out of her butt—that's funny.
He thought it
was a drama.
I think you're incredibly fortunate that Dean Norris hadn't sued you to get that time back.
I do think it's unlikely I'll be alive in 2040.
Yeah, you'll be 50, KT.
Thanks, Dean. We're gonna hang up on you now. All right, our next candidate has been told that he's just a friend. He's going off. He never sleeps, and he needs a haircut. The diabolical Biz Markie is 57. Biz Markie is a guy we used to run into at airports all the time, which was always fun.
Yep.
He, during parts of last year, was hospitalized. There were reports that he was in a coma, along diabetes.
He was not doing well.
Is he better now?
I don't know, Ben. I was thinking about that when he started playing. I was like, man, I don't know the health status of Biz Markie. But I feel like... I stopped seeing updates and all that stuff, but I never saw an obit I never saw that he passed away or anything.
If you look at on Google under Biz Markie, here's the questions that pop up that people have been searching. What disease does Biz Markie have? Is Biz Markie okay? Is Biz Markie still in a coma? What is Biz Markie's worth? Is Biz Markie sick? And what happened to rapper Biz Markie?
Is it terrible that I'm most curious about his net worth?
Take a look. Do you want to take a guess?
Not good.
By the way, did DMX pass away?
Not yet.
What do you mean, not yet?
We want him to rebound.
He's not doing well, is what I saw.
Yeah, he OD'd on, and I don't even know what drugs he was doing, but if you OD, it's usually heroin, right?
Yeah.
Or
I don't know, man.
Opioids of some kind. But I did not see. I just saw that he was doing really, really poorly, and he OD'd.
The last I had seen on DMX, and this was yesterday, was that his family is about to have to make a tough decision.
Oh, wow.
That sucks. Anybody want to guess on Biz's net worth?
$250,000.
I bet he got a mil. A mil.
Yeah. Half a mil.
$3 million.
Oh,
in your faces.
Nobody beats the Biz.
Matty Healy of the 1975 is 32.
Explain. When we're at the fan, someone in the programming department thought that it would be a good return cut to come back halfway through the song with a guitar solo blaring as loud as possible.
You're listening to the Ben and Skin Show on the Fan.
All right. Okay, coming up. All right, I'm going to wait for this solo.
What, Ben?
In 1 minute. What's Dak's contract? Hold on.
There came a thing, and then every time that return cut would come, then after we had discovered, after about 4 or 5 times, we're like, okay, this is weird.
Why is this happening?
Then it gets to the point where every time that return cut would go, everyone would go, woo! Because it's kind of a pretty cheesy song.
It's extremely cheesy.
Then we had to be told that we were not allowed to reference return cut specifically because we were making fun of the person whose decision it was.
We got to get hip, you know, 25 and under. I think they like the... I can't even hear myself. This was my fault.
Have me on to Talk Stars. That means we're like... Dude, you don't have to leave the return cut in. We've all made mistakes. Just take it out of rotation. It's a bad return cut. You don't have to be married to it. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Weirdly, I went to a 1975 show one time. It wasn't my choice.
Blame it on Roxy.
Yeah, but I kind of blame this one on Bobby Belt. You know what, though? I had a few beers that were too bad.
You numbed the pain?
Yeah, they were fine.
Respect.
I didn't hate it.
Guys, it is the birthday of somebody very important to our show. He created the Ben and Skin logo for us. He is a guy who anything that is involved on from a technological standpoint that involves our show, he's helping us with it. He works for Mark Cuban. He was, I think, the 11th guy hired by Mark Cuban at AudioNet, or 13th. He's also DJ of the Coffee Nods. The great Jason Farantello is 48.
We're wrong about buying all that Enron stock,
right.
And you've been wrong time after time by saying that it's okay to wear coaching shorts socially.
Right.
What's wrong with coaching shorts? I always wear coaching shorts.
What you drive, boy?
I drive a car.
Yeah. How much torque?
That's a question I couldn't even bother answering.
Who the f*** cares, right? You just drive where you got to drive and kick Let him the answer ass, the question. Kick. I'm helping him out. Shut the f*** up, Ronnie. Damn, boy. Coming up next, should Jerry the GM be fired by...
Well, say goodbye to the f***ing guest.
That guy, man.
Jason, say thank you for coming on.
We'll call you whenever we want. Stand by the phone and wait. Jason.
I got a text from someone.
Oh.
We played some of this crap like 2 weeks ago, or maybe it was last Friday. I guess
it's
it was
offensive.
And on Monday or Sunday or Monday, a friend of mine texted me. He said, "I can't stop." And this is the part that he kept thinking of. He couldn't get this part out of his head.
What you drive, boy?
I drive a car.
Yeah. How much torque?
Because
how much torque?
It's so funny because the guy gives a quick answer that he drives a car. You had nothing. Skin had nothing. All Skin had was, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Ben comes out of nowhere with how much torque. There's a question no one asked.
No one cares, right?
There's a really great little hiccup before much and torque. Again, there's a quick pause.
What you drive, boy?
I drive a car.
Yeah. How much torque?
That's a question I couldn't even bother answering.
Who the f*** cares, right? You just drive where you got to drive.
Just drive where you got to drive.
It's like the equivalent to what do you bench? How much torque does your car have? And only the guy who knows how much torque his car has.
Because the guy answers pretty quickly, too, and it's like... Like, you'd think that we're about to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's clearly out of content when he can resort to, yeah. And this guy comes in from the back with, how much torque's on the car, though?
What you drive, boy?
I drive a car.
Yeah.
How much torque? Can I please hear the whole thing? What you drive, boy?
I drive a car.
Yeah.
How much torque?
That's a question I couldn't even bother answering.
Who the f*** cares, right? You just drive where you got to drive and kick
Let him
ass,
answer the question.
I'm helping him out. Shut the f*** up, Ronnie.
Everything.
Damn, boy.
The fighting McMahons are so... Next. They're so confrontational.
I love it.
They fight with each other, and they fight with the guest, and they're basically insinuating that this guy's a pee unless his car has a bunch of torque.
He also messed up the classic, should Jerry the owner fire Jerry the GM? He didn't get close on that either.
Coming up next, should Jerry the GM be fired by...
Well, say goodbye to the f***ing guy, man. Jason, say thank you for coming on.
We'll call you whenever we want. Stand by the phone and wait. Jason.
God.
Skin's character has a way of saying a guy's name so confrontationally. He's just saying his name, but it's very disrespectful and combative.
Right. Jason.
Wait, what about you need to stand by the phone and wait?
We'll
call you when we want.
We'll call you whenever we want. Stand by the phone and wait. Jason.
He invited himself back on the show. I'll come on anytime.
The hell you will.
How much torque?
Stupid. Oh, my side hurts.
So happy birthday, Jason Ferrantello. We love you. Ezra Koenig of Vampire Weekend is 37.
Okay, trivia question. Who is he married to?
No idea.
Probably some actress that's all quirky.
Yes. Actress, yes.
Probably in her 30s, right?
Zoe?
No. Has been on TV on a couple of big shows.
Kelly
was
Cookley.
In a very funny movie with Paul Rudd.
Hmm. Oh, Silverstone?
No.
Brunette?
Yeah.
Carol She's from Parks and Rec. Right?
And, yep.
Okay, I don't know her name.
And The Office.
Yeah.
Both.
I don't know what her name is.
Oh, her father.
Yeah, the daughter of, what's his?
Of Quincy.
Yeah.
Rashida Jones.
Oh, he's married to Rashida Jones. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Guys, it's National Zoo Lovers Day.
I found this.
Bizarre story out of Detroit. It seems that officials with the Detroit Zoo have turned Valentine's Day into a rather animalistic celebration of amour. They've created a special presentation for Valentine's dinner participants called Love Gone Wild, which features pictures and video accounts of the mating rituals and sexual habits of the varied species of animals housed at the zoo. Not all the animals were okay with this exhibit. We spoke with some of the animals at the Detroit Zoo and found that some care, others feel exploited, and some, well, they're just horny. Here's featured attraction, Zeus the Lion.
I'm just a lion out here banging everything. Y'all can watch if y'all want, but the lion gotta get paid up in this motherfucker.
Another popular attraction, especially amongst the ladies, is giant black snake.
What the fuck, look at me.
Girl, you trying to get this pipe?
We also talked to the elusive Dallas Rhino, Steve.
I mean, I'm just lucky to be alive. After escaping the Dallas Safari Club rhino hunt, look, I'm a rhino. I'm horny. But the visitors, you know, they can see good POV, you know. I'll be out there eating an oatmeal cream pie.
Oh.
You know, you see some amateur, homemade, gay, straight, bondage, furry. Oh, and the best part, all the MILFs, those mammals I'd like to f***.
Man, that's weird.
Who was that?
Old Bill Taylor. Remember old Bill Taylor?
Yes. Oh, wow.
I do indeed.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P., homie.
Not dead.
Okay.
Unless he is.
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure.
Clock's definitely ticking.
Sound like he had smoked a lot.
He definitely had.
So, yeah.
He's a hard ass.
Do we have Shippy?
Oh.
We do.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, here to determine the wiener of the Today Game, it's the host of the I Love All These Things podcast, celebrity beer tender at Rollertown, and the official DJ of the Dallas Stars, Jonathan Shippy Shipman. Who wins the Today Game today, Champagne?
Oh, I love all of these things. You know how much I love milk. I also, I miss Biz Markie every single day, ever since she left Rollertown. Never was a big fan of the,
milk.
Pretty good.
Never was a big fan of the band Better Than Ezra Koenig. Never really listened to them, so I'm not going to vote for that.
Wow.
I love the zoo. But you know what? I used to watch Walker Texas Ranger all the time. I'm going to vote for Dean Norris.
Oh, there it is. Dean Norris with the win. Thank you, Shippy.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Do you remember playing Music Madness at the Fan?
The madness. Of course.
All right. It returns next. Music Madness is back, free from game show jail. It happens next on 97.1 The Eagle. Do not miss this.